This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey guys, it's Em and Nick Cody.
G'day.
This is the second intro I've made him record, but this is when we can say f***.
Oh, great.
Because it's a podcast.
Yep,
so fantastic. You just roll it out.
G'day, mate.
Yes!
G'day. Like, these are the best microphones, right?
The teal.
Yeah, it's a nice proper stereo microphones.
Oh, you can
and
hear
the and their headphones. Yeah, it's what this is made for. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, that was oddly arousing and offensive. I don't know where I stand. Enjoy the podcast, you guys. It's Nick and I. Nick is an excellent storyteller, so I was able to just sit back and enjoy the ride. It was so much fun. The CrossFitters will be after you and people with leprosy, so enjoy that.
Perfect.
Fantastic. And you'll be doing some stand-up shows next
all
year.
All over the place.
Touring the country.
All over the place.
Filming a movie at the moment. All right, calm down. We get it. You're successful. You've got a beer sponsorship. You're
yeah, living oh, the, that's the best.
You are living the dream.
It is. It is.
Every male comic hates you.
It's the Bogan dream.
Yeah.
A beer sponsorship.
You are a Bogan. As we just discovered.
Inner Bogan.
Crusher.
I've got a lot of inner Bogan. I haven't lived in the suburb I grew up in 15 years, but it's still there. It just lays dormant.
I'm a weird first generation migrant flamboyant Bogan.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's such a combo.
That's a niche Bogan.
No, but it's what I am because my dad learnt how to be Australian through Bogan stuff, and so he kind of adapted that, but I've still got the ethnic, but I'm also a gay guy. So it's... You'll hear that in my Star Wars wrap-up when we talk about Kylo.
Oh, Kylo. Kylo.
Kylo.
What a great name. As if that's not a name in Parramatta already.
So
Q-U-E-E-L-O-O.
Kylo and Madiri.
Kylo. Destiny. Destiny Kylo Madiri. Get inside, please.
Please.
Yeah.
Enjoy the podcast. I'll see you tomorrow with Joe Crazy.
It's the radio show that somehow has the trickiest headphones.
Are you okay, honey? You just put it on your ears. Oh, God, can someone fix Link's headphones? I love you so much. Link McGregor is joining me today.
That turns to its famous friends for help, then totally pretends to know nothing.
How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been working on...
I mean, I know because we're friends, but I'm just doing on air purposes. Yeah.
Like she wasn't listening before. How rude. No.
And it's the go-to when it comes to camp pop culture references.
I am comedy's Barbra Streisand.
That's really good.
Thank you.
This is... The Em Rossiano
Radio Show. With Harley Green. Good morning, dickheads. Just me again. Suck shit. Harley is still off with his sore tooth. Poor baby. I don't know how he gets out of bed and goes on.
Doesn't have to.
I know. Oh, I'm sure he's up listening right now.
Without a doubt.
My co-host today will be another one of my favourite comics, and we call him the babushka version of Harley Breen. He's a little version. Nick Cody will be coming in. I'm very excited about that. And look, I've just watched the new Star Wars trailer, and I will be breaking that down for you guys in a forensic detail. I'm very excited about it. There's so many messages in there. It's like Battle of the Mentors. Luke's lost his mind. It's so great. We also have Alpha Bugs coming up, and I think if I'm wrong, oh no, she's not coming in today. Yes, she is.
Oh, yes, she is. Hi, darling.
Oh, good morning, yes. How are you?
Yeah, good.
I'm not sure where my ex is from yet. Oh, there we go. It's clicked in. We got no internet this morning. I'm tethering off my phone like some sort of poor person. Here's my quote for the day.
Go.
I'm no natural beauty. If I'm going to have any looks at all, I'm going to have to create them. Thanks, Tully.
Thanks, Tully.
Right now, I want to educate you all on a little something called Swedish death cleaning.
I love this.
I know. You sent it to me. So basically, when people die, you guys, you leave a lot of stuff around. And when you have so much stuff, your friends and family are left to deal with it, all the crap and having to sort through it. So it's called dödsstädning in Sweden. Of course it is. And it sounds like an IKEA bed. people start the process early And then it's like the most drawn out decluttering of all time.
It really is.
So the book is called The Gentle Art of Death Cleaning. And first when I heard that, I'm like, oh my God, well, what are they cleaning? What are they cleaning after up after a dog fight or after a gun fight? Like, what is this death cleaning?
Are you cleaning gently too?
Yeah. Like, are you cleaning in really scary circumstances, but it is gentle? So people are like whispering reassuring words at you while you're cleaning out the dungeons.
Nice.
But that's not what it is. So The Gentle Art of Death Cleaning is written by Margarita Magnusson, who says her age is between 80 and 100.
What?
I am all for this. My age is between 20 and 40, dickheads.
Oh, nice.
Yes. She's between 80 and 100. And she says it's about a permanent form of organisation and it makes your life run more smoothly. And she wants you to start thinking about it at 40.
Right.
And then begin the process at 50. But I say... I want my prime collecting years are 50. Like, I planned on starting collecting teacups and yarn dolls, and like, I want to have an owl room where all my owls are lined up. And
yeah,
this picture's trying to take away prime collecting years. Like, what else am I going to do when I get old than go out and buy crap and line my walls with it?
Yeah.
So that concerns me. And also, she wants you to live smaller. She wants you just to have a few little items. And I don't know if my 200 pairs of shoes is going to do that. But the other thing is, she wants you to bring it up with you. Your parents, and I think that's a really dodgy thing to bring up with your parents if they're only in their 50s or 60s.
Oh, going to Vincey.
Well, it looks like you're kind of hovering around hoping that they die so you want their stuff.
I've already started those discussions with my
friends. Oh my God, that's so morbid. Like, just walking up and going, Sue, I really like this table. What are you planning on doing with it when you die?
Will you give that to me?
Or charity. It's about the death cleaning. But the thing I loved most about Margareta, who is between 800, she says the process isn't just for those thinking about their impending death. It's also just for young people like us. And she has a lot of mottos in the book. And one of the mottos is, if you don't use it, lose it. And she puts this motto into play when advising everyone on what to do with their private items.
Right.
She says, save your favourite dildo, but throw the other 15 out. Who's got 15 dildos?
I know.
Who's got enough
Maybe
holes?
You should be culling.
Where are you putting them all?
Oh my God.
I mean, space. Oops. Please welcome Nick Jonas. Hello, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
Where are you right now? What are you doing, Nick? What are you wearing? Is that creepy?
I am in New York City at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just finished up a studio. And I'm wearing a raincoat.
Oh, my God. Did he say a raincoat?
Yes. That's what I was wearing, so I figured I'd tell you.
Just nothing underneath it, though? Just a raincoat? Is that how Nick Jonas, is that how you roll?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh, look, it's what we want to hear, so just paint the picture for us.
Got it.
Now, I've just listened to Find You Acoustic, and I've watched you walk through the desert in a hoodie, and I was concerned you'd be very hot.
It was really hot. I don't know why I decided on the hoodie, but it was, you know, for dramatic effect for the video.
It was, I mean, it worked. All I was thinking about was, God, he'd have some serious sweat patches going on, so it worked.
Yes, there was quite a bit of that.
Yeah, I'm a sweater, so the first thing I think about is other people sweating. So yeah, and I can't wear grey, Nick. I cannot wear grey.
You can't wear grey, you said?
Grey. You know, can you wear the colour grey without, like, getting sweaty?
Sometimes. You know, okay. Like when the light left, I wouldn't have worn it for that video, but I would have looked like a bit of a mess. But in certain circumstances, yes, I could pull off the grey.
Fantastic. Jeez, I'm jealous. This is the best interview you've ever done. We've talked about raincoats and the colour grey.
I know, I'm like, really, this is not the interview I was anticipating. It's good, though. Nice change-up.
Yeah, well, you know, I know you have to do a million of it and it's boring and you have to say the same thing. So I try to, you know, just have a chat to see what's going on in your world.
Well, I'm into it. It's good.
Good, babe.
Good stuff.
Good. Thanks, baby. Now, your track was inspired by Coachella. Did you get lost? Is that what happened?
I did, actually, but that's not where the inspiration of the song came from.
Oh, see, I thought you were wandering around, you lost your buddy, and you're like, you're screaming out, and you're in the crowd.
That did happen a few times. But the inspiration for this one was basically, I was jumping around to the different stages with friends, and then eventually we said, let's just go to the rave tent, listen to some nice house music, and dance. And we did that, and it was very inspiring. And, you know, I left the trip at Coachella and said to myself, why don't I take the house beat and overall approach, you know, production and everything, and flip it to, you know, pop song. And so it's been a pretty incredible thing, and it was fun to create it. kind of go down that path, try something new.
It's so great. And you know what? My heyday was the 90s. So that's when house music was massive, you know, like Moloko. And so when I heard your song, I felt young again because I'm very old. So thank you for that, darling heart. That's very kind of you.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Nick, you were supposed to say you don't sound old. That's very disappointing.
Well, I'm into older women, so it's fine.
Yes! Took the bait. Good job.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, I've never been to Coachella, and I really want to go. I am 38, but next year's my goal to go. What do I need to know? So I need to bring clean undies and bug spray, but what else?
I would say some suntan lotion because it's very, very hot. The sun's intense. Okay. And then my main trick is I just try to out-hipster everybody, you know,
yes.
by doing something very ironic, you know. So I think just go for, like, the furthest hipster approach.
Okay, so maybe, like, dress up as an astronaut but have my suit made of feathers.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. Or do, like, something really off the wall and maybe... like wear like a ball gown, you know, just to like really flip it all on its head.
Oh, I wear ball gowns every day. I love a daytime sequin. That is such a good idea, Nick Jonas. Well, I'm going to let you off the hook. The new track, Find You Acoustic, is out now and you're a bloody gem. When you come to Sydney, will you come and visit me, please, since you love older women?
I would love to.
Thank you for saying yes, even though you probably don't want to and you're really scared and you're going to have a shower after you hang up from this phone call.
No, I really would love to. It'd be a lot of fun.
Thanks, honey. That's Nick Jonas. Bye, Nick. Thanks. Have a great day in your raincoat naked in New York. Yay.
Thank you.
Well, he came in early because he's a good boy. He's filling in for Harley today. One of my favourite comedians and men with beards, Nick Cody.
Hey. How's it going?
Babes.
Of course I came in early. If you're gonna wake up early, you might as well just do it proper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Every day Harley's always surprised at how early it is. We've been doing this for 10 months.
Yeah.
And he'll sit there and go, God, it's early. I'm
yeah.
Like, mate.
I get scared. Every time I have to come in for this, I always get scared. I set the alarm for 4:30 and then I wake up at 12:15.
Yeah. You're like, oh, God, I slept in. I know. Because the biggest fear I have is, and I've done it once, you wake up and you see daylight under your curtains and you're like, the sun doesn't come up before
you. Haven't you done it twice? No.
What the hell? Shut up.
Oh, really?
Have I slept in twice this year?
Yeah.
Once with Ed Sheeran? Yeah.
Great.
You wake up and you just poo yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, my God, why is the sun up? What the? And then you
and that's not a nice reaction, is it? Why has the sun come up?
I always get angry at the sun. If the sun's there, I'm like, go away. So how have you been?
Good, mate. Good.
Now, I'm really shocked that you're here because on Facebook you announced that you were leaving.
My wife announced. We were meant to be overseas for touring stuff until the end of the year, and I've had to come back to do a movie. But now it's also one of those things where I've had a going away party and then just a cheeky 9 weeks later come back. Hey, guys.
I love that. Look, I'm off down the coast this weekend, so I'm going to have some drinks Friday night.
Some people's cigarettes hadn't finished and we're already back in the...
No, but you came back for the most awesome reason.
Yeah, I'm doing a movie called The Merger.
So good.
We're shooting it in Wagga. So my poor wife, her birthday's at the end of this month. I was meant to take her to see Les Mis on Broadway. We're meant to be living in New York. And now I'm like, well, what about we go to the Wagga cinemas?
RSL will have a Palmer. It'll be amazing. I love that you're between New York and you're in Wagga. Oh, it's so good. And haven't you become Beers Nick Cody as well?
Beers Nick Cody. Just general beers.
Yeah.
Carlton Dry.
Oh, my God.
I'm on the Carlton Dry ads, which is great. I can't believe I'm the face of a beer. It's amazing. I always think it's like one of those when you go to a diner and they have a pancake eating competition.
Yeah.
They say, if you can eat this huge stack of pancakes, we'll put your face on the wall. It's like Carlton United, when if you can drink all these froths, we'll make you an ad with you in it.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good. And what else have you... Now, you got married. I don't think I've even seen you since you got married, and then you went away. Didn't someone we both know nearly die at your wedding?
Nearly die?
Didn't someone eat a... Oh, no, that was Limo's wedding.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Did you hear Rosie Adam Rosenbach's ate a peanut?
I was in Bali at the time.
Was
I wasn't
at
the wedding.
See,
thanks, Limo.
I wasn't invited either.
And I was in the country. What? He knew I was going to Bali. I didn't get an invite.
Oh,
that is rough, isn't
that
it?
That is rough.
That is rough.
Jeez, you really know where you're sitting there, don't you? You really know. Hey, I'm 5 minutes down the road. You got anything on today, Lima? You want to catch up?
Nah, we'll meet you a few days later, mate.
Well, thank you for filling in today. We have
Thanks
a lot to get
me.
Through. We're going to be talking about Star Wars. We've got, I don't even know what else. What else have we got?
Lots of things.
Got some things. Got
things
some money to give away. I don't know. You're doing
cash.
Oh, yeah. It's
cash better. Dollar dollar.
We're the last in the ratings. We've got to bribe people to listen to us.
Throw money at it.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Is out with a toothache, so comedian.
I think it's worse than that. I saw the photos.
Comedian Nick Cody is filling the chair. And if you squint your eyes, it looks like Harley anyway, so really.
I am the little babushka,
the little
Harley.
Babushka. Yeah. Crack Harley open, yeah. You're on the inside. It's amazing. He'll be very jealous of your new beer sponsorship, though. Like, he's the Dare Ice Coffee guy, and I feel like you've won in this battle. He got the height, but you got the beer.
I've got a feeling, though, Harley would prefer, like, some sort of hipstery, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, does it have crushed cloves or something? It's like, mate,
oh, yeah,
it's just a froth. Get it in you.
No, he talked about a beer that had the yeast harvested from the vaginas of supermodels last week. Like,
what?
He's right into it, yeah.
All right, I'm listening.
suddenly Dalton are getting a call this morning. Where's your yeast from, guys? Nick, we're doing a thing we do every day, basically, to fill time. It's this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Enjoy me singing my own theme song in my own show.
I
into
love it.
Me speaking.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you.
Better than me singing. No good.
Today we're doing on 131060, what's a superior home remedy? What's the thing you whip out at home? There's no scientific evidence to back it up. Maybe doctors even recommend against it. But you still go, no, this is something I believe in. We have, for the best caller, two tickets to go and see R&B Friday Live, which is happening Thursday. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
R&B Friday Live.
Yeah.
Like, were you? How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
30.
30.
It just took me a second then.
I know.
You
I'm
were
really
looking
worried.
At me and you asked, and I went, me? Oh.
Were you even around for R&B in the 90s?
Did yeah.
You
yeah,
appreciated?
Yeah. You did some, I'd like, make mixtapes.
Did you dry
hide
your body rolls?
My mate Nick Novak and I made a mixtape that we sold in high school called Poon Passions. Where we hand-selected 13 R&B tracks. And we did a lot of work, a lot of research. We put them in a specific order. It was, if you got someone back to your house, you'd put on Poon Passions. Poon Passions from Two Nicks. And We sold it for $5 a CD.
What?
And one kid, we're in year 10, and a year 12 kid bought a copy of us. And as he was walking away, he started laughing, and he came back and he said, Matt, track 13, Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. That's a bit cheesy, isn't it, guys? And my mate Novak, without missing a beat, said, if you're not getting any by track 13, you're not getting any, mate.
Oh, I'd love to do that. That's that Poon Passion. That sounds amazing.
I've got to find a copy.
Please find a copy. Bring it in. So what we're after today, if you want to win a copy of Poon Passion, Best home remedies. I can't believe you don't have t-shirts. I can't believe you haven't called a show that yet.
Poon Passions.
Nick Cody. Nick Cody in Poon Passions.
Because I'm trying to sell tickets.
That would make me buy. Yeah. What's a superior home remedy? Now, do you have one? What's your home remedy?
My home remedy, if I've got the flu, like a couple of weekends ago, grand final weekend, yeah. I had the flu.
Yes.
But I'm not letting that hold me back. What I do is I go out and I treat my body in a way that gets it in such bad shape that the flu actually wants to leave.
What do you mean? So you don't stay home in bed, none of that.
No,
you're out
none
on the D floor. Oh. You're going up against the flu. You're giving the flu the middle finger.
Yeah, you're like, most definitely.
My body is a trash heap and yeah. you need to get out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm not letting the flu hold me back. Is that a challenge flu? You know what I mean? It's like,
how does that work for you?
Great. It always sucks. The next morning is bad, but then later in the day,
am I hungover or am I sick? I don't know.
There you go. That's confused. What you need to do. Put your body in that what's actually happening realm.
Okay. This is coming from a 30-year-old. As a 38-year-old, I would not survive that.
I keep being told these things.
Yeah. I'm just looking at you like a wise old man, just going, all right, there. I'll see you in 5 years when you've got some kids. You keep trying that party. Good on you, buddy. For me, mine does involve alcohol, but not going out. So if I feel a flu coming on, and you've seen my witch's brew, I make a witch's brew, and it is cayenne pepper, lemon, whiskey, and honey.
Yep.
And I shoot that. And no matter what time of the day is, I'll have a whiskey at 6 a.m. if I need it. And
nothing wrong with that.
And it just burns the crap out of it. And like, much like your theory, the flu's just like, holy, I cannot exist.
Pick the wrong person.
That is not okay.
Yeah.
And so I just shoot that. And I tell you, witch's brew takes away everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing, like if I have an infected foot or anything, if I have any illness, I just shoot it.
Bang.
Bang, done.
Good to go.
Witch's brew.
Need to start a health blog.
100%. I'm there for that. I'm here for that. 131060, what's a superior home remedy? Your best call gets 2 tickets to the R&B Fridays Live support act, Poon Passions. I cannot stop saying that. We'll take your calls next. If you're just joining us, you've missed out on the fact that Nick used to make R&B mixtapes at school.
In high school.
Another Nick.
Yeah. So we'll call 2 Nicks. Number 2.
Amazing.
2 Nicks. And the album we sold was called Poon Passions.
Mate, if that is not a leg opener, I don't know what is. I don't know anything about women if that's not getting you women. But right now we're doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
131060. What's a superior home remedy? Both of ours involved alcohol. Surprise, surprise. Ben in Penrith, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the superior home remedy, Dope?
So if you get a hangover, what you want to have is the hottest curry you can find. You will sweat it out and it will clean you out.
Literally. Just a bit of a ring stinger. Yeah, great. Is this something you partake in often?
Yeah, 100%. You don't need a kebab. You get the hot curry and it fixes you up.
So you're doing it, what, before you go to bed?
And leftovers. It's a big process.
So you're double dosing. So you're getting... And I'm going to tip any curry you're finding at 1 a.m. is going to be dodgy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The dodgier, the better.
Great.
Just doing like a body spring clean. Just get rid of everything. Just get rid of everything. We'll start again.
Just everything out. Everything must go out my anus. Clayton in Liverpool. I love that all of these so far, mine, yours, and Ben's, just involves obliterating your insides.
Yep.
Just making it really wish you didn't get up in the morning. Clayton in Liverpool. Hey, Clayton.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. What's your home remedy?
I've got 2, actually.
Great.
You know how you get a sty in your eye? The good old gold ring for the sty in the eye.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Gold ring. Okay.
And for conjunctivitis, make a cup of tea, pull out the tea bag, let it go warm, sit it on your eye for a couple of minutes, and it'll clear up your conjunctivitis.
Wow. Really?
Do you get a lot of eye problems, Clayton?
Yeah.
No, I've got 4 children.
Oh, mate. What about, does that work for pink eye?
I don't know about pink eye, mate. Never come across that one just yet.
Oh, it's the worst, man.
Conjunctivitis. Is that tea bag? Is that just are the flakes just sticking to the tea bag? Is that what the conjunctivitis keeps coming back? Doesn't it?
Conjunctivitis.
On the eye clears up the conjunctivitis.
Really, I feel like that's an antibiotic situation.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to try it. I mean, I'm not going to pay for a home remedy.
Four kids. He's got four kids.
Just walk into the doctor's.
It's pretty much a medical degree. Four kids.
Yeah. Oh, we are self-ordained doctors in Breakfast Radio. Didn't you know that?
Telling your doctor you've been teabagging your kids.
Oh, wow. Bed for the kill. Okay. Okay. Shondell and St. Mary's. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
We are great. What's the home remedy?
I don't know. I'm still stuck on teabagging my kids.
My child.
Really bad.
That's not going to leave you for a bit.
I think that's an effort there.
Terrific.
That's pretty good.
Terrific. What do you got for a shutdown?
My one is earwax. Earwax stops you biting your fingernails, and it also makes your fingernails really strong, and they grow.
So hold on. You've just got to put earwax on your fingernails.
So, and it's super, super easy. I know it sounds really gross, but it's super, super easy.
I know
easy.
How to put a finger in my ear.
Yeah. You know when you get out of the shower and you put your finger in your ear because you've got water in it and you give it a bit of a shake? And every time you do that, there's a little bit of like a white, it's white emulsification, which is oil and water mix. All you need to do is just...
That's Em's head is in her hands. She's having a tough time with this description of wax and...
If
we could just go back to teabagging children when the world made sense.
We go back to a funner time, please.
Instead of this, this is gross. Place.
What the hell? You're an animal. How dare you? I can't. That's hectic. I can't. I cannot. You just think it's just a little bit of... Just smothering it on you.
I also love that you've just got earwax on all your fingernails and that somehow is fine. To show all your friends, it's like...
There are so many other gross things you could... If the only premise is we're dipping our fingertips into something disgusting, plenty other holes we could go for. Like, if we're really committing. Yeah. Anthony in Hornsby, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, honey. What's this? I'm scared because you're last and we usually crescendo to the worst / best. So what's the superior home remedy?
Well, my grandfather used to have arthritis in his knee, and his remedy was to use WD-40.
Oh, what? He's a hero. He's a national treasure.
He put it on the outside of his knee.
Yeah, he believed it absorbed into the skin and lubricated his joints.
And gave him blood poisoning.
Yeah, Grandpa left early.
But I love that. You know when old dudes, they get on, like my dad's the same with Savlon. Like if I used to get period pain as a kid, you'd be like, put some Savlon on it. Yeah, I think that old dudes just get, especially old wogs, my dad's an old wog, they just get locked onto something and like metho.
That'll fix it.
I got a giant pimple. Dad would hand me a bottle of methylated spirits that he'd have by the fire because he likes to start fires with metho in a sauce bottle. And he'd be like, it's for metho.
Metho in a sauce bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That's not dangerous around children.
Metho and petrol in a sauce bottle.
Oh my God.
Dad would just squirt it in the fire. Oh, if anyone's got a wog, Dad, you'll know what I'm talking about. It is amazing. Let's give it to, she's a freak of nature. Shondell, earwax girl. You're off to R&B Fridays Live, you and your yellow nails. Who'd have thought such a disgusting thing I nearly swore? Yeah, it's going to pay off.
Totally works.
Yeah, that'd be great. Enjoy that. Remind me where you're sitting so I can not shake your hand. You freak. Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Yes, it's Em here and Harley's out today. He broke your nails, so Nick Cody.
Earwax. Earwax, I've heard this.
Comedies. Nick Cody is joining us today. So exciting. Tomorrow we have Joel Creasy, so are we shift gear shift?
Just two beautiful men back to back.
Yep.
I always tell Joel I look exactly like him and it sickens him so much. It annoys him so much. I'm like, oh, Joel, if I shave my beard off, I reckon I look exactly like you.
You're a very handsome man. You're a handsome man. Don't make me say it, but I said it. Right now, though, we're going to do Alpha Bucks. We need to welcome Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, babe. Now, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good, I think.
Yeah. What are you doing today? Are you off to work?
Yeah, off to work.
Where do you work, Joel?
I'm a high school teacher.
Oh.
Wow. What's your level?
So 7 to 12, all the way through.
All the way through. Just, year 9 boys, the worst.
I got told
it's
eight.
All testosterone. Yeah. Year 8 boys.
And they smell like cheese and feet, don't they?
Yeah. And Lynx Africa. Yeah, that's how we cover it.
Hide it. Yeah.
Well, you deserve 10K. We love teachers and you need all the money you can get. So let's do it. So your letter for... Oh, that's the wrong letter. Jeez. Professional.
I've got it.
All right, Katie.
It's H.
You've been here one day, mate.
H. For H.
Helicopter.
H.
Depends where you're from.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. H.
H.
Yep, okay.
Here we go. Your time will start at the end of my first question. 10 questions. Every question's worth $100 if you get all 10. $10,000. I must take your first answer.
Okay.
Okay, Kate, from Minton, high school teacher of cheesy boys. Here we go. Name a type of extreme weather.
Hot or heat.
A Sydney suburb.
Holsworthy.
A famous female model.
Heidi Klum.
A hobby.
Model. Horse riding.
A type of cheese.
I don't know, skip.
Something you wear.
A halter top.
A song.
Happy.
A part of the body. It's over, mate. I loved skip. That was incredible. Most people say pass.
Oh, my God, I know it's cheese.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, you could have said...
I was going to say hummus, but I don't think that's cheese.
That's a dip. You could have said Havarti. Havarti's my favourite cheese.
Halloumi. Squeaky cheese.
Halloumi. Oh, I love halloumi.
Yeah. That's $600 to you, Kate, though. That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Okay.
Your shout at the canteen.
Nick Cody is joining me today as Hallie is out, and it just says on my sheet CrossFit, and I don't feel like that's a good thing.
It's not good.
For you.
It's not good for people.
It's fine.
It's not good.
If that's your life choice, if that's your lifestyle, who am I to judge?
But no, you can judge. That's what humans do. We're great at it.
No, we're going to watch and observe and comment, and that's it.
So I went to my first ever CrossFit.
What possessed you?
Well, I've done gigs for the troops overseas before in Afghanistan and across the Middle East. Like, I don't want to use the term war hero, but definitely got those vibes about me, you know. So,
No, you said it as well, don't you?
I had a mate of mine, a Victoria Cross recipient, Mark Donaldson, hit me up one day and asked if I wanted to go to the gym. And we went to a place in Darlinghurst called the 98 Riley Street Gym. We met Kev there, who's one of the trainers for the Special Forces. And because that's when you do CrossFit for the very first time, make sure you do it with an SAS trainer and a Victoria Cross recipient.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? Especially when you're eating Maltesers and drinking wine in bed 8 hours before.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble.
Oh, my God, I love that you turned up. You even turned up.
Yeah, I turned up. I kept up with Kevin Mark for about, say the session went for an hour. I kept up for 40 minutes and then we're doing some weighted lunges, right? That's where you're holding kettlebells and you're lunging up and down. We're doing 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off for 4 rounds. First 2 rounds, I'm killing it. I'm looking over at this SAS trainer, Victoria Cross recipient, going, get me in there, government. I'll sort everything out in the Middle East. You're dealing with a true savage. Nick Cody, comedian, sniper. He's covering all bases, right?
Okay.
Halfway through the third round, my vision just went to a pinpoint, just closed in on me.
You were seeing through time.
And I had to do a television show that day, and I just kept saying, I got to do telly. Help, I got to do telly. Help, I got to do telly. And so Mark Donaldson, much like how we received the Victoria Cross, carried me to safety, which was just Riley Street. He's just dumped me on Riley Street. I've regained composure. Coming 10 minutes later, it's still going. And I just yelled out, are you soft cock still going? I finished 10 minutes ago.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, Emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Harley Breen is off sick with a rotten toenail. And comedy and beers, Nick Cody is joining us today. I'm very excited. Did I say your name right? Did I say Nick Jonas or did I say Nick Cody?
No, Nick Cody.
Okay, because yeah. I was thinking about Nick Jonas.
Nobody's ever thought that. Nick Cody, you remind me of one of those Jonas fellas.
No, because I interviewed him before you got here.
Yeah.
And he was really dull. I mean, I was giving him my A-game, mate. I was giving him... I at one point said the sentence, should I wear a spacesuit made of feathers? I
got yeah.
Nothing. It's okay. He's very pretty. But I'm so excited, Nick Cody, because Star Wars The Last Jedi released a new trailer yesterday.
Yeah.
I've made you watch it. You've watched it.
Yeah. I watched it this morning.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it yesterday. No, there was sports on. You've got to pick a side.
Sports. And, oh, my God, we have so much to catch up on, you guys. So I'm going to talk you through it.
Just
because I know that I said to you, are you a fan of Star Wars? And you said...
I'll watch it. But it's I enjoy it, but I'm not...
I am. I'm right up there, man.
Yeah.
Oh my.
All right.
God. Oh my God. So we open with Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Okay. So we open with Kylo Ren, aka Ben Solo, Han and Leia's kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this whole trailer is Rey, who's this mystery force having woman. Yeah. We don't know what the hell. Where's she from? Who's her mum and dad? We all want to know.
Yeah.
No one knows yet. Okay. So it opens with Kylo Ren looking out over the hangar of the First Order's headquarters, and there's a lot of those big walkers in there. You know, the big metal walkers.
Yeah. And, what's the First Order?
The First Order is the evil guys.
Oh, yeah.
The bad guys.
That's what I'm... Yeah,
the guys who wear, like, the military uniforms, you know? And so...
It's
then
a bad start for me, isn't it?
Such a bad start. And then you hear Supreme Leader Snoke say... So Snokey's, like, his mentor, the ugly, shriveled one, the guy, the big one in the chair. And he's like, when I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And then we flash to the walkers in the desert. I don't know why, but it looks like they're going to take on the Resistance, the goodies.
Yeah.
Okay? And then Kylo Ren walks into a room surrounded by stormtroopers, and it's like it looks like maybe he's going after where Luke Skywalker's been, like a turbo hermit for the past 30 years.
Yep.
And so,
turbo hermit, yeah. Love that.
And then Snooki, he's like giving him
Snooki. That's Snooki. Jersey Shore.
Supreme Leader Snoke. Yeah. He's given Kylo Ren a big pump up talk. He's like, "Come on, mate. You know, there's gonna
do it
be,
for the boys.
You're evil because you can do this because you know Kylo Ren's still undecided because he did kill his father, aka Han Solo." In the last episode.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it,
2015,
2 years ago. And so, but he's still fighting good and bad because remember, his granddad is Darth Vader, but his uncle is Luke. And so it's light and dark fighting inside of him.
Yeah.
And then we see him in a ship heading toward where his mother is, aka Leia, and he's got the finger on the trigger, and you got Snokey going, do it. And then he's like, all like, I don't think I can do it. Right? And then we go back and see Rey. And Rey has shown up at Luke Skywalker's. Like rock where he's been a turbo hermit.
Yeah.
And like Luke Skywalker spends his whole trailer just looking pissed off.
It's bad, Rey, isn't it? How we treat our veterans, you know?
Yeah.
He can't even get a house.
Nah,
come on, government.
He's living in a
sort
cave.
It out. Is it?
And then so Rey comes up and she's like, here's your lightsaber, mate. And he goes, oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. It caused me nothing but trouble. Go away. Go away. And then poor Rey is all like, oh my God, I have this thing that's awoken in me and I don't know what to do with it. Like she's become a total woman. She's got the force and the force is coming out of her and no one wants to help her. Yeah. And Luke's like, get away from me. I don't want anything to do with you. You are a terrifying woman. And then...
What trailer did you watch?
And then she's doing some training and she's like, the rocks are moving. And then Luke's like, oh my God, I have seen this before. I'd never acted. Get away from me, terror demon lady. And then finally he's freaking out. And then we go back to Kylo Ren. And then there's like hectic Millennium Falcon fights and Chewie and ah. And then finally. Yes.
Yes. There we go. I can finally chip in on this.
Thank you.
It's the only thing I know, Star.
It was really good.
Thank you.
And then finally we see Kylo Ren and Rey in the same room and Rey saying, I've just got all this stuff for me, all these emotions, and I need someone to help me. And he said, Kylo Ren, put his hand out.
Kylo Ren in an Aussie accent is the best. Kylo!
Kylo, look at me, Paul.
Kylo, do not even try and blow up your mother, Kylo.
Kylo, look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
He was raised better than that, Kylo.
Kylo, I
not raise you to shoot your mother down in your private jet? I mean, be better. And so, and then Corlo goes, put your hand in mine. And they do. And now I want them to hook up. Now I want them to make Jedi babies. Now I'm obsessed with Corlo Ren and Ray hooking up. I don't even care if they're related. I'm all for that. That right. End.
That end. End.
So now Finn. what I'm going to play Kylo. For you is the actual trailer.
All right.
You hear a little bit of that. Corlo Ren.
Corlo.
And Ray. Here we go.
When I found you.
Snoke.
I saw raw. Untamed power.
My wife said that in her wedding vows.
And beyond that, something truly special. Something inside me has always been there.
Good tune.
When I was awake.
Needs help. No one wants to help that bitch.
Are you okay?
I've seen this raw strength only once before.
Skywalker freaking out.
Yeah.
It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Oh.
Skywalker just wants to go to the Jedi. Yeah. He wants to go to the retirement home for
he's
Jedi.
He's old. He's done.
He's done. It's coming out. What's the release date? Oh, December 15th.
Yeah. Are you going to be one of those, like,
yes.
The midnight?
Yes.
Yep.
Dressed up theme. I dressed up.
Dress
for
up?
One. Yep. I'll be dressed up.
What did you dress up as?
Last time I went, what is that guy's last sexy layer?
Yeah.
This time I'm going to go as Corlo.
What do you think that little creepy, weird creature is?
I don't know. With Chewie in the Millennium Falcon? I don't know, but it says merchandising to me.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. You can have that one.
Kylo.
Kylo.
Kylo. Come in for dinner, Kylo.
Nick Cody is filling the seat today for Harley, who has...
They have gotten progressively softer over time.
A cold sore.
Yeah. Someone rubbed his back too.
He strained a hammy. You've brought to the table, which I love, a phoner.
Yeah.
You're going to ask Sydney's opinion on something?
I've got a feeling the whole city's going to be on Team Cody right here.
What happened?
My wife and I, a couple of weeks ago, were in Byron Bay for a good friend of hers' wedding, and at the reception, ceremony and reception, no booze.
Wow. Ooh.
No drinks at a wedding.
So what do you want to ask everyone?
Is that an acceptable thing
13, 10,
to put people through? 13, 10, 60. I've got a feeling it's going to line up. It's going to be all nose.
So wait, what do you mean? So was there the option or was dry?
Dry.
Reception as well?
Yep.
The ceremony,
and all
I
health,
get.
All healthy foods.
Oh, shut up. Get out. Lock it down.
Yeah.
Get in the bin.
Yeah.
There was
I put on a suit. If I'm putting on a suit, I'm getting sideways. It's the Cody family motto.
Or if I'm putting on a suit, I'm getting steak. That's the motto in my house. I'm putting on a suit. You better be serving steak at your wedding. I'll tell you right now. So getting sideways responsibly, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
Responsible consumption of alcohol is very important. So at weddings, that is a brave move. And can I ask, when did the realization hit all the guests? Like, so did you watch it ripple around the room?
Oh, yeah, you know what it is? Yeah. It is when, so it was one of those, much like my wedding, the ceremony and reception is in the same place.
I love that 2-for-1, yeah.
Yep. It is a good 2-for-1 because there's always time in between the ceremony and the reception to drink booze. That's when everybody realized what had happened because you don't know what to do.
Were they offering you kombucha?
No, there was some sort of homemade teas and there was some iced teas and
what?
Yeah.
Punch.
It is it's very odd. You get used to something happening all the time.
It's very brave though. Like I get if the bride and groom
is that
I think it's
that's not what I said under my breath that day. I said many other words that I can't say here.
Look, I think we have obviously a very strong drinking culture in this country and to put on a wedding in Australia and declare it dry, and I bet you that's something they didn't tell you in the invite. I bet you that was because would you have still gone if you had have known or even
I have to because it's my wife's friend, you know.
You maybe even could have bought a little hip flask. Could have been prepared.
Oh, I wanted to. But is that rude though to bring a flask?
I love a sub phoner. I love a clause.
Is this Inception?
This is a sub phoner.
Inception.
At 1060, is it okay to have a wedding without booze? Sub phoner, is it okay to bring your own?
Because I have been known to take a spirit to a wedding because often I only do beer and wine.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the mummy's feeling like a little tipple. Yeah. She'll just bring a little bit of something under her skirt.
That is smart.
Thank you. But no alcohol. And so, but can I tell you, did you enjoy waking up the next day fresh-faced?
No. So what happened soon as the wedding, because the wedding finished early, the wedding finished at 8 o'clock that night because there's no...
Hang on a minute.
Then we went to a relative's house. And it was like a speakeasy in the Prohibition era. No, people are walking in, hey, there's booze. It was mental. Mental.
Love it. All right, so 13 10 60, is a dry wedding acceptable? Subclause, is it then okay to bring alcohol with you? We'll take your calls next. Nick Cody is filling the chair today and
Harley sneezed and hurt his back.
That is correct. Nick, you attended, and look, I'm thinking about it. We have a big problem with alcohol in this country. It's a lot of our celebrations are around it.
Yeah.
We have a very big drinking culture.
Yeah.
It's great. You attended.
What are you saying?
It's great in moderation. And
of course.
You don't have
enjoy responsibly.
But you went to a wedding, which I think is extremely brave, that of the people holding it, it was dry. It was a dry wedding.
See, but if they don't drink and everyone else, they're not brave for putting it on. We're brave for turning out.
Don't force your beliefs on me, you guys. I mean, fine, do what you want to do, but don't you force your beliefs on me. How many people were at the wedding?
Oh, maybe 100.
Wow. 100
or so, yeah.
And were other people as upset as you were?
Not upset. Again, it's just that shock that when the ceremony finished and you've got that hour and a half between ceremony and reception, what are we doing out here?
Yeah, good.
What are we doing?
Okay, good.
It's hot.
It's hot. I'm parched.
Where are the froths? This makes sense. It's science. Oh. It's hot. You need froths.
Oh, my God.
Australia.
Somewhere, everyone on the Triple M level downstairs is going, what the hell, one of us is loose. Is there someone, I don't understand, why is all my spidey tenses going off? I don't understand. So great. We wanted to know on 13 10 60, Nick bought a phone up plus a sub clause, which I love. What do you think about the idea of a dry wedding? Is it okay to bring the alcohol with you? Natalie in Parramatta, hello.
Hi.
You went to a dry wedding. Is this becoming a thing?
It was the worst. A dry wedding is not a thing. It's not a thing. Don't do it. And, oh, my God, I just got dumped days earlier, so I needed some alcohol. You can't just show up and go, oh, by the way, there's no alcohol. Like, that's not a thing.
Oh, what? They just dropped it. When you turned up, there was no heads up beforehand.
No. And then I was like, so what do we get? Can we get at the bar? And they're like, oh, you've got soft drink and juice and water. And I was like, but where's the vodka?
So what did you do?
Well, originally I put up an Airtasker for someone to desperately bring me a bottle of vodka, and I put like a price of $200 on it. But then
Natalie!
Yeah, that's how much I wanted it. But then I started to think, someone might drug me. Like, what if they bring me and it's not good vodka? It's like chloroform. So I took it down, and then I ran over in my heels and my dress to the BWS. Yep. And bought myself a little vodka, emptied my whole bag with the lady at the counter, and I was like, make it fit. And it did. It was a great time. And
can you imagine a woman coming at you in formal wear, heels, just yelling, make it fit, at a bottle of vodka? You don't have a problem. That's fine. Chi-Chi, good name.
Good day to you.
Oh, now, Chi-Chi, now you had a Muslim wedding, and traditionally, hardcore Muslims and some non-hardcore Muslims don't drink.
Yeah.
So that would have been expected.
Their rules in a book.
Yeah, their rules in a book.
Respect that.
Exactly right.
So
out of respect for my in-laws, I let my mother-in-law decide, okay, no drinks at the wedding or reception.
So it's your wedding, Chief.
Yeah, it was mine, yeah.
Ah.
Wow, okay.
And are you Muslim yourself, Chi-Chi?
Yeah, I converted for my husband, yeah.
All right, but your side of the family aren't?
No, they're not. No. And
how did they go?
Most of my friends aren't.
Yeah, right. So what did they do at your wedding?
Oh, well, they were sneaking in flasks and having some in the bathroom under the table. There was a bar across the road. My uncle was having a great time there. Came back, dancing all over the place, dancing with everybody. My mother-in-law dancing with her as well.
Wow. Sorry? So did you drink before you converted?
Yeah, of course. Oh, my husband and I drink. We're like...
We're
like modern Muslims.
Modern Muslims. It's all right. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always very nervous talking. I don't want to... respect to the Muslim community, and I'm always afraid I'm going to say something wrong, so I'm just terrific.
No. Great. Beers. Beers win everyone over.
Except it's written in a book, and if you want to do that, it's totally up to you.
That's the thing. It wasn't a religious wedding.
Well,
no.
No, it was not. Sophia Manley, hello.
Hey, guys.
Now, you want a dry wedding.
I do. So my partner and I have been together for 5 years. Neither of us drink. I drink very occasionally. He's never drunk alcohol ever at all. But we would definitely talk about, you know, not providing alcohol, obviously allowing BYO or, you know, as you said, bring little people in your little flask.
Yeah,
you've got to do that.
But not like providing. I think, you know, in Australia we have a drinking culture, and, yep. and you know, weddings don't 100% have to be about an excuse to get drunk.
Lock it down, Cody.
Sophia, what I do like here, Sophia, is you don't mind people bringing booze to your wedding. You just don't want to supply it. It's not a drinking problem. It's a tight ass issue.
I love that.
You don't want to pay for booze at a wedding.
Absolutely. I am not dropping a few K on the alcohol. That is a no.
Yay, we've got to the heart of it, Sophia. I love that. I've never had a wedding invite with BYO on it. That would be amazing.
Oh, that'd be bad news for them.
If I
get a BYO wedding invite.
I've just got a keg under my arm.
Is there a truck reversing? You just beep, beep.
Oh, but responsibly.
Of course.
Yes.
Always responsibly.
Thanks to everybody called. It's the Emraciano Radio Show with Harley Breen, not here. He has tennis elbow. Nick Cody, comedy's Nick Cody, professional comedian. Do you have any shows coming up you want to haul?
Oh, just go to nickcody.com.au.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm about to go all over Europe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That doesn't help us, but you'll be back.
This doesn't go to like...
more worldly. Oh, definitely.
I'm going to some weird like Hungary, Romania,
Finland. All the big places.
All the big places.
You look like a Viking though. You'll do well over there.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Anywhere there's cold and there's mountains, it's where I...
You look like you sit down and just eat off a bone at night. You know what I mean? Like you could be Ragnar Lothbrok if you wanted to be, and I believe it. So thank you for coming in today. I wanted to tell everyone that my eldest daughter is turning 16 in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Sorry, what are you supposed to say? You look too young to have a 16-year-old.
Yeah. What? Did you have her at 4?
Yes, thank you.
I love that's a compliment, not...
creepy. I do look too young to have a 16-year-old. Thank you, Nick Cody.
Definitely.
So what that means is she came to you yesterday and she said, I'm registering to go for my L's.
Yep.
And I said to her, oh, my God, amazing. I'm going to teach you how to drive.
Oh, no.
And she looked at me and she just said, I don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I was really upset, Nick, because I'm like, no, babes, I am going to be an amazing driving instructor.
But just that reaction means you shouldn't be teaching her how to drive. That like, oh, my God, you don't want that.
How dare you? How dare you? I just think I'll be amazing. Like, I'll be so calming. I'll sit next to her and I'll be like, babes.
Way that's happening.
You should see me in the car. I'm very entertaining. Like, I
that's
think if
not
they
what
did
you
goggle
want
box,
as an instructor.
If they did goggle car, yeah. Like if they put up a GoPro just in my car filming every day,
yeah.
I would, yes, be arrested and be on a watch list, but I'm very entertaining. And my daughter's had to grow up with me in the car. Just I commentate other people's driving. Oh, nice one. Don't got your eyes shut today, have you? Oh, look how old are you?
And you still haven't figured out why she doesn't want you to teach her how to drive.
She looked terrified. It's like, I do not want to go to there. Please don't. And she's just like, no, Dad and I have already. I'm like, they've been colluding behind my back.
Oh, really?
They've got together behind
planning
my back.
Planning lessons.
Talking about how mum's crazy when she drives.
Yeah.
So they've made dates for lessons already.
Oh, no.
They're doing it all without me.
Well, tell her I'm 30 and I still don't have a license. So you can just, buddy, hang out a bit. Don't rush into these things.
Why don't
take
you
14
have a
years.
License?
No, I don't have a license.
Why?
Just don't have one. I've just never, you know, live in a big city. Catch Ubers, ride a bike.
What the hell?
It's 2017, man. That's
all
what
right.
I just pretended some conspiracy and that I'm not horrifically lazy.
I was just going to say, yeah, I'm...
Nah, man, I don't want the government tracking me. They've, you know, I'm paying rego, there's insurance, there's... I'm trying to stay out of the system.
They're going
to
know.
By being on breakfast radio. I'm just trying to stay out. Trying to keep off the grid.
Do you have any desire? Like, couldn't your wife teach you to drive, maybe?
Oh,
that would be amazing. Careful.
I have asked. I started asking her if she would give me a lesson, and then I realised that is a...
Recipe
That's
for
not
divorce?
A good, yeah, it's not a good move.
Why? Why is it?
Just for her to be attracted to me.
What do you mean?
How's she ever meant to get turned on when she has to put up yellow plates in her yellow L plates? Come on, buddy, get in.
I think that's great. No. To keep track of your little logbook, your little house. She has to sign off when you've done some hours.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. I don't know why people are. I just don't get why. And every time I tell people I'm going to teach my cello to drive, it's the same reaction.
Yeah.
You're like, you gave me.
Yeah.
Just shaking your head silently. Just
so
saying,
what does that say, Em?
Everyone is an idiot, and I am right, as it always, Nick.
Again, that is my just default that reaction. Setting.
Shut up! How dare you? Oh my God, now I
every reaction is making you understand.
No, you'll be fine.
Shut up! I'm right. I'm always right.
Put your indicator on my cello. Come on! Babes! Oh my God, we're all gonna die! It's gonna be amazing.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh God, don't. Write letters if you've got leprosy. I'm sorry. I don't think it's funny. I was just trying to come up with something. Please don't write me letters. I can't handle it anymore.
Is it leprosy? They're not.
I don't know. People
writing letters, are they?
Don't.
You wouldn't
don't,
risk it.
Don't. Oh. We did a story about a woman with narcolepsy and we are still, they're still angry.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Oh,
don't,
really?
Please don't. Please don't. Don't do the joke you want to do.
Yeah.
Step away from the joke. It's not funny. It's a very serious thing and... We sorry that we upset people. We were just being lighthearted. We should not have been. Please make it stop. Have we played the Alpha Bucks thing?
Just have a nap and think about it.
Rhonda! In the bin. Nick Cody, get in the bin! Rhonda, welcome to this. I'm so sweaty already. And it's only 8:30.
Hello!
Hello, sweetie. What will you do with $10,000 when you win it?
Okay, so I'd pay off my bill and take my family to Gold Coast, back where my partner and I got engaged a couple of years ago.
Goldie.
Yes. Shuckers, bro. Wide Oakleys.
Wide Oakleys.
It's the biggest export.
High tight leather choker. Watchies, white belt, wide Oakleys. Yeah. Rhonda, what are you doing today? Are you off to work?
No, I'm just on my way home from work, actually.
What do you do?
I work in the Haviana warehouse.
Havaianas.
Thongs.
I wasn't far off. Gold Coast.
No, that's right. I was really going to say it when you said Oakley, but I just
wanted
to.
Wide Oakleys, Havaianas, Coward Punches. It's the Gold Coast. Yes, come on.
Yes, it is. Rhonda, your letter today is R for Rhonda.
Oh, awesome.
Good omen. Okay, you've got 30 seconds. I must take your first answer. So whatever you say first comes off your face or must take. You can pass if you want, but generally I don't encourage it. Okay, here we go. Ah. Name an animal.
Rabbit.
A confectionery item.
Rochers.
A type of dance.
Pass.
A TV show.
Pass.
A car brand.
Renault.
A kitchen appliance.
No, pass.
A gemstone.
What, sorry?
A gemstone.
Rose quartz.
Okay, so it wasn't your finest moment, but you did okay.
You were so close to a refrigerator. I reckon if you just say you've got a stutter, I reckon we can slide that one through.
$200. $200, Rhonda. Oh, we're offending everyone now. Jeez, you understand? You get to leave today. I've got to be here forever. Rhonda, $200 for you. Well done.
Thank you.
You were rubbish, but we had fun. Thank you so much, doll. Nick Cody is in, professional stand-up comedian.
Howdy.
Just you know what you'd be described? Oh, he's a good bloke, that guy.
Bloody good bloke.
Bloody good bloke.
Top bloke.
Top.
I like that. Yeah, I'll take that.
You're a top bloke.
Top bloke. Thank you.
Always enjoyed you. I mean, you know I'm a weird hermit that never leaves their house, but if I was going to hang out with you, with someone, I would hang out with you.
Oh, thank you. But I'm putting that on my comedy festival poster next year.
I was going to say that.
Top bloke. Dot, 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 I'm a hermit.
If Em Raciano was going to leave her house, it would be to see me. And so you, recently married, still new days. Yeah.
7 months.
Beautiful looch. And you're 30.
Yep.
She's 33.
Yep, about to turn 34 this month. Is that a good thing to say?
Yeah,
just check your wife's older age out on radio?
Yeah, but she's also looks...
Oh, she looks way younger than
you.
She looks. I've seen photos of her when she's 18. I don't know what this vampire bitch is up to, but she's
She's Italian.
She looks the exact same as 18. She's got the Twilight thing.
When you told me she was in her early 30s, I was shocked because I always assumed she was much, much younger than
Whereas people see me and go, oh, this sprightly 76-year-old man, look at him getting around, enjoying life in his older years.
Yes. But, you know, you're okay.
Yeah.
You do all right. And so
I'm not using that quote on the poster. You do all right. I'm going to use the first one, Em, if that's all right.
Sure, babe. So you were saying to me off air that you now feel some pressure to spawn.
Yeah.
To make small Cody's.
Ooh, it baby time. It baby time.
It is baby. Well, especially given Luch's, I mean, age, and she does want them, and I get if you're turning 34, you'd be like, okay.
And I do too, but it's like every party I go to now, anywhere I go to see any of Lucha's friends, I'm immediately handed a baby, just first thing.
What do you mean?
Nick, when are you having one of these, baby? Hold a baby. You ready for this? You're such a natural. He's a natural. And then it's like they're trying to brainwash me. Everyone's getting around. He's a natural. One of us. One of us. They're trying to get me into this.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so true. When I meet people who are in relationships that I know want children and haven't got them, it's like I become the spokesperson for children. I become the official spokesperson for babies. I'm like, you want this. you do. This isn't a great lifestyle choice. This is fantastic. Yeah. But then in the same breath, I did say to you before, because you're like, oh, we're going to have the baby and we're just going to like travel and be gypsies and live wherever we want. And I was
like, people do tell. Yeah. But I've got a feeling that's how parents trick you, because they're like, yeah, of course, you've got to have the baby here. But Nick, you're fine. We know you want to go back to the States for work. It's easier to travel with a baby. Oh, is it? I've never seen that once. I've never seen someone getting on a long haul flight with a baby going, sucked in, everyone. I got a baby. Cop that, idiots. We're killing the game.
Oh, so, Fenning 1060, are you feeling pressure to have children also? Are you like Nick in this situation where there's pressure coming from somewhere, someone?
They're throwing babies at you.
You're not ready.
Yeah.
But you're feeling like, okay, is it making you question like, oh, maybe I need to be ready?
Yeah, it's pressure on me because I'm finally using my jizz for what it's meant to be for. You know what I mean? Because for the last 16 years, I've used it for anything but. I've used it to draw temporary tattoos on people, and I've made people necklaces.
Oh,
and now I've got to use it to make a person.
And that is a noble cause. I'm trying to steer us back. For once, I'm not the outrageous one. It's quite a novelty.
Yeah,
normally
it's nice,
that would have come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't.
A few double shot coffees, I'm back. Here we go.
Terrific. Have you got a time frame on it? Well, like when you're thinking of having when in your mind was children coming?
Well, I told Luch anywhere in the next 45, 50 years I'd be cool with it. It's a bit more time sensitive than that, apparently.
It is a little bit more time sensitive, yes.
I don't know how these things work.
Okay, well, look, let's go. 131060, and everyone who gets through today gets a double to go to R&B Fridays Live, kicking off tomorrow night. So 131060, are you currently feeling some pressure from an outside source to spawn, to have children? It could be coming from...
spawn.
That's what I call it. It's not romantic.
Yeah.
It's not a romantic thing.
No.
Pushing a baby out. It's spawning.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You are spawning.
Yeah. Okay. Alien style.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, mine were. 1360, are you feeling pressure to procreate, to have children? We'll take your calls next. We are talking about how Nick Cody, who is now the gorgeous Nick Cody, he's newly married to the beautiful Luch.
Yeah.
And right on cue, you're getting the baby pressure from friends and family.
Oh, yeah.
Not
Ooh,
so much Luch. I mean, Luch wants him.
Yeah, of course.
She's like, you know that, as she should, because she's 30, nearly 34. But you're more turning up to social functions.
And just getting handed babies, flat out. It never stops. What happened?
I love that.
What happened?
Do you feel like they all go, he's here. And then everyone goes and stands who has a baby by the door.
Go get a baby.
Like baby butlers. They're like, here you go. How many have you had to hold at once?
Oh, I only ever hold one baby at once because I'm a bit scared, you know? I'm always very...
You're like a glass football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Don't
yeah.
I get it.
Glass football?
Yeah.
I've never heard a baby described like that. Yeah,
I used to say that when my husband first held my babies. It's like, he was holding a glass football.
Once they're about 6 months old.
That's fine.
Good to go.
They bounce.
That skull's formed.
They're rubber now.
Yeah.
They're a Sharon. We asked on 131060 and we have double passes to give away to R&B Fridays Live 4. Every caller is going to get one. Are you feeling pressure? Are you feeling baby pressure from someone somewhere? Alex in Coogee. Hello, Alex.
Hey there, how are you?
Now, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah.
You're getting pressure at 21?
Yeah, well, it's not really so much cancer. She's 27, and see, every now and then the occasional hint seems to be dropped. And, I mean, these hints seem to be getting more frequent and frequent and frequent. And names are getting put into the equation and this and that. And I'm just thinking, you've had your golden years, you know. You've got to let me have mine before I start considering any of these things. So,
you are being very reasonable. You are too reasonable, Alex.
I know,
Alex, you're in Coogee. Just run into the ocean, mate. Just bloody go for it. Start a new life in New Zealand.
I would love to know what the hints are. Like, Alex is just blacking out and waking up a baby bunting. Just going, what happened? Why am I here?
Yeah, 21. No good, Alex.
But I understand. I mean, it's if you get into she's 27. Like, I get it, how she would be feeling. But I think also if you're entering into a relationship with, oh, he was 18 when they started dating, like, you've got to know.
Although Alex does talk like a 45-year-old lawyer. So like, I don't even know if he's 21.
Felt like Hugh Grant.
Well, there is a fair bit of pressure coming on, but I'm keeping it at bay, and hopefully I can continue to do so into the foreseeable future.
Oh, I love that, Alex. That was good. Belinda and Grace Dance, hello.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Now, you've been married for 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years, and we go on an overseas holiday every year we go away, and every year we get. So, is this the last one before you have a baby? No, we're just going on holidays.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that one too. Anytime my wife and I go anywhere, is it to go make a baby?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Or if you're sick. Like, if you're just sick with a cold, are you pregnant? No, I'm just sick.
Or you've eaten a big lunch.
Yeah. You know.
It's had a hamburger and someone's like, oh.
Is that a little bump?
No. It's just loaded.
Doritos.
I'm just overweight. Thank you so much for coming. Marie in Castle Hill, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Oh, now this sounds, you're very brave.
Here's the thing. Like, to me, it's also all about handbags because I was straight, now I'm gay. I had two boys, they're now 13 and 15. I'm on the home stretch. I've got a small handbag when I leave the house, right? I got So I've got no worries, no shitty nappies. She gets clucky a few years ago and I bought her a dog.
Good move.
That kept her quiet for like a year through the puppy stage, and now we're looking at, you know, $20,000 IVF and a baby. And I'm like, I'm ready to travel, man. I'm ready.
I understand. And you're 44, and you honestly, you saw the light at the end of the tunnel. Those smelly boys will be out on their own soon, and then it's just you time. How old's your partner?
She's 46, 47, but I go to sleep at 9:30, 10 at night, wake up at 7:30 in the morning.
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Exactly. Like, they just eat, fart, and I drive them places. That's all I need to do now.
That's what
my, my wife does that for me.
She doesn't understand it. She's like, oh, I just want to have, you know, like a little, and I'm that tiredness, the feeling of tiredness. You, Carly, you need to start sleeping now. Save your sleep. Put it in a bank.
Yes, right. Put it in a bank. Thank you. It's Nick. Harley's not here, but they do sound similar. That's okay. It's Nick Katie.
Bearded man.
Thank you. Bearded man. So white.
Yeah.
Privileged. Sure. Yeah.
Love a froth.
Hey, Alex, Belinda and Marie, you all get tickets to go to R&B Fridays Live. Maybe you can make a baby. Nothing gets you in the mood like 90s R&B.
Yeah. Poon Passions.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
That podcast of the M. Russiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Russiano.